Thomas Fleming, author of a new book on President Woodrow Wilson in World War I, tells us about a fictional character whose behavior closely approximates Wilson's and whose ghost may still be haunting the White House.
Is the ghost of Philip Drew haunting George Bush? You may be surprised to learn that Philip Drew is a character in a novel, Philip Drew Administrator. The book acquired significance when its author, Colonel Edward Mandel House, became the intimate advisor to the President of the United States, Woodrow Wilson. Philip Drew tells the story of a brilliant West Point graduate who took over a wealthy, disordered nation and led it into an era of superhuman contentment by persuading the people to make him their supreme autocrat. This vision was not very different from Woodrow Wilson's view of how things worked best politically. He seldom sought or took advice from anyone except Colonel House. Historian Gary Wills has called Wilson a Presbyterian autocrat. Wilson's performance as president revealed a Drew-like readiness to resort to military solutions. In his first term, Wilson invaded Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and Mexico. In April 1917, he led Americans into the First World War, 5 months after being reelected on the slogan, "He kept us out of war." Philip Drew's autocratic style pervaded Wilson's war-making and peacemaking. When he and Colonel House finished the famous 14-point speech stating the principles the world must accept for lasting peace, House told his diary, "We got down to work at 10:30 and finished remaking the map of the world by 12:30. At the Paris Peace Conference, the Europeans mocked the 14 points and wrote a vengeful peace treaty that sowed the seeds of World War II. In the United States, liberals as well as conservatives denounced the treaty, but Wilson rejected all attempts at compromise. When the Senate rejected the treaty, a defiant Wilson declared the 1920 presidential election a great and solemn referendum on his policies. He lost in a stupendous landslide. Philip Drew's legacy remains a temptation in America's foreign policy. Too many people, both supporters and critics of President George W. Bush, seem to think that America can or should achieve instant democracy and human rights in nations such as Afghanistan and Iraq, unless we flavor our idealism with a large dose of realism, we may find ourselves as disappointed as the Americans of World War I.
You've been listening to Thomas Fleming, author of The Illusion of Victory, America in World War I. Fleming's commentary comes to us courtesy of the History News Network.